This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, the 8th day of June 2016. We have just seen an incredibly historical event take place with Donald Trump getting more votes than any Republican ever has to completely clinch the nomination. We've also seen the organized criminal with a longer trail of sinister activities than anybody I've ever seen in history get the nomination. Yeah, we've had some bad presidents commit a lot of crimes once they get into office, but this woman is a master criminal, and it is another victory for gimmicks. We have the black president, now it's a woman president. How'd that black president work out for African Americans? Double unemployment. This is a total screw job, but she's stolen the election clearly from Sanders. We're going to cover it all today. We have a jam-packed transmission. But first, I just tweeted this out. It's so important. This video could bring down Hillary Clinton. John Bount reports on the organized crime syndicate master now in control.
Prepare yourself for the main event. Hillary Clinton has, by most accounts, clinched the Democratic presidential nomination, dragging her mountainous pile of scandals into the last round to possibly make her the next president of the United States. Hillary's rise to the White House is akin to Richard Nixon in reverse. This is the same woman who recently gave a speech on income inequality wearing a $12,000 Armani jacket. The same woman who, according to a Secret Service account, punched Bill Clinton so hard she gave him a black eye. Granted, Bill probably deserved it, but that is only one clear example of the temperament that could quite possibly have access to 1,750 active nuclear warheads.
She's got health issues, and they're going back and asking me and others that have known her since the beginning, what is it about Hillary? And Hillary, Alex, has had a mental issue since day one. She can't, she does not like people. She is an animal. She's everything I've told you she is. And it is a mental problem. And that's what's causing her trouble running this election, to be quite honest. You can't make her a people person. You just can't do it. And so that's where we're at. But there's going to be stories about that. But remember, none of these things are going to hurt Hillary. None.
And the Secret Service desperately wants Americans to know that the real Hillary Clinton is a monster. According to Page Six, Secret Service agent Gary Byrne writes in his new tell-all book that Hillary repeatedly screamed obscenities at her husband, Secret Service personnel, and White House staffers, all of whom lived in terror of her next tirade. Secret Service agents had discussions about the possibility that they would have to protect Bill from his wife's physical attacks, Burns writes. And the couple had one violent encounter the morning of a key presidential address to the nation. Will Hillary spend the first 100 days of her presidency pardoning herself and permanently silencing her husband's accusers, simultaneously sicking the IRS and the FBI on the Clintons' enemies? Here are just a few of the unanswered scandals that will surface yet again when Hillary is president, courtesy of WorldNet Daily. Vince Foster's 1993 death, Benghazi, Whitewater, Emailgate, Chinagate, Travelgate, Pardongate, the Clinton body count, where 91% of the Clinton Foundation's money really went. Hillary's assistant, Muslim Brotherhood tied Huma Abedin's involvement with the Saudis to establish a Muslim America, and we could be here all day if I just kept on going. But it appears stealing the Democratic presidential nomination is child's play to the career criminal known as Hillary Rodham Clinton. The Clintons even attempted to loot the White House when Bill's term ended. The Clintons tried to take $190,000 from the presidential mansion in furniture and gifts, attempting to have it shipped back to the Clintons' Chappaqua, New York home. And according to the General Accounting Office, the cost of the White House vandalism reached about $14,000. The agency said some of the destruction was intentional, including glue smeared on desks, broken furniture, offices full of trash and graffiti in a men's restroom stall that disparaged Bush. There were also missing doorknobs, medallions, and office signs. Is there any question that Hillary will sign away any remaining sovereignty the United States has left to her globalist overlords, acting as the cleanup crew for Obama's two-term facade of a presidency, carrying on the Bush presidency's unyielding New World Order disintegration of the U.S. Constitution? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Get the video out. It's on InfoWars.com. This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You've got it.
The Christmas is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
We see the earth. You've got it.
Well, we have seen unprecedented developments.
You've got it.
In our constitutional republic that is under siege. Hillary Clinton undoubtedly has stolen the election from Bernie Sanders. I hate Bernie Sanders. I don't just get up here and say that they've stolen it from him because I just want to say that. It's a fact we're going to go over today. It was done in plain view. Even New York Daily News and other major liberal publications admit that he got more votes across the country than Hillary. And mind you, that's with them stealing elections day one in places like New Hampshire, where he would win by 20 points but get less delegates than Hillary. So that creates the perception, oh, don't vote for him, he can't win. That's what they hope to do, stealing it early. People didn't care. they still went for Bernie Sanders because they hate Hillary so much. And I've bashed Bernie supporters until I've gone out in public and seen people wearing Bernie shirts. And most of them are listeners. And they're like, listen, we want to audit the Fed. We like you. We like Ron Paul. You know, we know he's pretty extreme on socialism, but we think he's anti-establishment, which he clearly is. They're going after him. And so I got to give it to Bernie Sanders. It's hard to say that. It is hard to say that. For not giving up last night and saying he's going to keep going forward. Now, he's saying he's going to keep fighting to have power at the convention for the platform. Nobody, you need to come out and take the gloves off and say, I won New Hampshire. I won the... Over 10 states, they admit that he won, where the superdelegates met in secret and then decided who the delegates voted for. And by the way, in California, Leanne McAdoo was there for 2 days. She's still there today. 80% or more of the people, she's putting together a report on it, of just hundreds of interviews, exit polls, you name it, said, no, I'm voting for Bernie Sanders. In fact, for a day, she couldn't find anybody on the street that was for Hillary. She had to go to polling places to find some, and to Hillary rallies with Biggs to find them. They were all there last night for the Hillary rally, all of it. They're going to be on air with us today, a huge broadcast. But wow, wow. I mean, forget Hillary, forget Sanders, forget Trump, okay? Forget all that. We are at a point where they are now implementing rules that they never implemented to say your vote doesn't count. Now, the good news is when the Republicans tried it with Donald Trump, with a confidence game, going, of course your vote never counted, it blew up in their face. They had to back off. With the force feeding they try to engage in of Kasich and Cruz and the rest of it. With Democrats, though, it remains to be seen, and they're saying the AP is warning its reporters of violent Bernie supporters. The police are bracing in Philadelphia for the crisis of the Bernie supporters. Everyone is scared of the Bernie supporters. They're coming. They're so evil. Now, they have attacked our reporters. They have beat people up. So have Hillary supporters. They are socialists. They are stupid. They think they're getting something for free, many of them. Those that aren't just protest voting, they're angry, like you're robbing something from them because you're not going to put Bernie in and you're going to keep them from their free ride, their free lunch. But when you do steal the popular vote from people, it becomes a dictatorial situation, and then that's the only time violence begins to become a discussional issue. I mean, what are Bernie supporters supposed to do when they go vote for Bernie and then Hillary gets it? And I'm not advocating violence, let's be clear. I'm simply saying at some point we're going down a road that now we understand why they want our guns, because if it's going to be so dictatorial, it's going to get bad and we won't have a choice but to defend ourselves. Now, the good news is Obama clearly wanted to have martial law. He tried to get special forces and regular Army and Marines openly ready for it. They even tried to put it in the news the last few years like it was no big deal. Oh, we got internet kill switches and re-education camps. They use that term, Soviet term. And, yeah, we're training for insurrection to take over some cities and go after the Tea Party and veterans and gun owners and Christians. You saw all those stories. We tell you about it 8 years ago. They deny it. Now they go, yeah, that's what we're gearing up for. But what happens when you train the regular Army, the regular Marines, and even Air Force security in that? A lot of them wake up. Then you train Special Forces people whose motto is free the oppressed, stuff like that. That's the Army's motto in Latin. I'm paraphrasing from memory. Will you guys pull up the Green Beret motto? I believe it's defend or free the oppressed. I'm going from memory. SAS is fortune favors the bold. But the issue is, you think that woke them up when they were openly briefed? Yeah, we're looking at taking over governorships. We're looking at installing governors. That's why the military is so incredibly awake now and listens to this show, because it's the only place they can tune in to hear what they actually heard behind closed doors. And they go, that guy knows everything down to the exact words. That's because I've reverse engineered their whole program for 20 years. The first year on air, I wasn't that informed, but a lot of old timers and people that had been in the military and in COG and in higher levels of government, they knew about it because these plans had been developed earlier, but not on a mass scale. They had developed the plans and had them. Very limited groups were aware of them, maybe a few thousand people. Now, Now they're trying to get tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people ready to move with the COG takeover plans. And it is the biggest brimming hot cup of high-octane coffee to wake people up this country's ever seen. So the globalists have made some miscalculations, but they've got their Black Lives Matters, communist groups, and others warmed up and ready for civil insurrection. That'll get mainline patriots of every race, color, and creed to support the military on the streets, because you'll need the military on the streets. But that's phase one. Once that's established, then they stage false flags, they blame the patriots, then they start trying to arrest patriots, and the military has to know that's the plan, and they do know that's the plan. So good luck running that plan, New World Order. So we're in kind of a Mexican standoff here. They'll say, oh, that's racist. That's how mentally ill political correctness has gotten now, where you say, give me a white Russian. Why are you bashing Russians? No, it's a Russian drink, or a Moscow mule, or a Mexican standoff is a term out of Mexico of where you got everybody pointing guns at each other in a room so that nobody can, you know, make a move without knowing they're about to get it. The most famous Mexican standoff is in the film The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Lee Van Cleef. And I forget the great actor that plays Tuco, and then, of course, the immortal Clint Eastwood. But I digress. And that's what we're in, is a gigantic Mexican standoff of the New World Order, because they want to run this whole takeover program and not have people there reporting on it and exposing it. They're running a paradigm that's based on them controlling all the media. Now, because they don't control it, they go, well, we'll just start censoring it and we'll start blocking it out. No, ladies and gentlemen, because we're aware of that program, so your attempt to move in with that only stirs up the hornet's nest that much more. So here's the bottom line. We're not winning the war, but we are in a Mexican standoff, and we are gaining momentum, and the enemy knows that. So the answer is to ram it into turbo gear, take off all the governors, fix our will on restoring the human awakening, and we can have a new renaissance right like that, because it's a spiritual deception that's over these zombies out there that don't know which end is up. It's not just educational. It's not just cultural. It is a spirit of jellyfish behavior. I watched last night during the live coverage for 4 hours. The crew did a great job. Our reporters all over the world, from Germany to California to right here in Austin, and our anchors doing a wonderful job. And I, in between watching the live feed, I watched clip after clip of the people that Leanne's interviewing, the Hillary supporters and the Bernie supporters. These are the most infantile, jellyfish-like, sad, stupid, unironic people. These are victims. And I really almost cried. Look what they've done to them. But I just want to see light back in their eyes. I want to see them understand what real prosperity is. I want to see them just have some basic understanding of what's being done to them. And I want to see them awake and alive. I'm telling you, liberals, I don't care if they're black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian, they all look like somebody sucked the soul out of them. Look, there's no fire in their eyes. They stutter. They can hardly talk. They don't know geography, politics. They just know how to say LGBT, homophobe, racist, transphobic, we need tranny bathrooms. I mean, look what they've done to them. Look what this dependence has done to them. And I'm not defending conservatism. That's its own wrecked, mentally ill, you know, rhino-run thing. But, I mean, these people are all just gibbering idiots who think they're in power because Hillary's about to win, or think they're in power because Bernie's about to win, who are getting reflected glory from it and feel like they're succeeding. These are children. These are childlike minds. They are victims. They are like a child climbing in a perv van, thinking they're about to pet a puppy and get some candy. And really, culturally, incrementally, they're about to be hung up by their feet, their throats slit, their guts hung out, and wolves are about to dine on them at their extreme leisure. Okay, I've got to stop the ranting. There's like 15 clips. I've got so many guests coming on today. This is incredible. This is so amazing. Infowars.com is busting open with intel. We have got so much election news. We've got incredible Donald Trump clips that I must air. And then let me just tell you what's coming up today. Rob Dew and Paul Watson from Dresden outside Bilderberg. Alex Newman popping in on the plan of Agenda 21 for the feds to invade every county and city to, quote, diversify them. That's building little command bases and then bringing in the homeless and welfare people to create total breakdown. Then we've got Roger Stone popping in, he said, with huge intrigue. Then we've got Dr. Edward Group popping in with big medical news. Leanne McAdoo and Joe Biggs, and then David Knight and more. And I've got so many clips, so much news, so much economic news. It is an ultra-massive transmission. Be sure and stay in contact with us. Everybody needs to sign up for our newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. It's free. Sign up now.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call.
We got huge Bilderberg developments on the cashless society that they're pushing, on imploding Europe, similar model for imploding our borders. Our reporters, Paul Watson and Rob Neal, will be reporting, popping up next segment. I have other incredible news here that's going to be coming up in the next segment. Wait till you hear this. The police are now, already started this in Oklahoma, using electronic card readers at a distance that beam at you and then suck the money out of your credit cards, basically a hacking device that criminals have used previously, claiming if you owe the government money, they just take it right away. Or if they think you've been caught with something illegal, they just take your money on the spot. This is all part of the federal asset forfeiture seizure garbage. This is the police state. This is pure evil. And the police need to reverse this and oppose this. You know, we're not here just hating the police, because that just helps the globalist overall. We hate the people running the police that are stomping on our Constitution. Another article just went up on Infowars.com. Napolitano, FBI plan to access browser history, major steps towards police state. So that's coming up. But right now, let me get into the election news. This is big. Let me look at the stack of news. I'm going to come back, play some Trump clips, and then go to Germany with our reporter standing by. Clinton. Trump debate will be a singular moment in American history, and if he savages her, he will defeat her. The problem is if she's robbing Bernie Sanders, she'll try to rob Trump. And Trump has had record numbers now, over 3 million people in the Republican Party that weren't there previous. Hillary, get this, has less voters this time, I'm going to get to that article, than she did last time losing the nomination. But it doesn't matter. She has superdelegates. Oh. Democratic primaries, Clinton claims nomination victory, Washington Post. She claims it. Now everybody else went, historic moment. And all these weird men got there and went, I think it's great, women are now in charge. Oh yeah, women are now in charge. I'd love to have a woman president if she was a patriot. It's not about her being a woman. She's a crime boss, for heaven's sakes. Rasmussen. Superdelegate system created to keep outsiders like Sanders out. Duh. Absolutely. That's from Newsmax. And then here it is, even out of New York Daily News. Super liberal. Hillary Clinton has not won the Democratic primary. Boom. And then it goes on to say a group of superdelegates met in secret, and then they decided what the delegates came and told them what the numbers were, and then they put that on the news that she'd won. Just like they did in New Hampshire. Except there, they said Sanders won, but a day later said, sorry, yeah, by 20 points, but she gets the delegates. And they had arrogant superdelegates on TV going, yeah, I count. Okay. That's why I'm wearing today on air the Hillary for President shirt. Usually wearing a sports jacket in here to respect the show, but, you know, it's time. Hillary for President. For all of her crimes, it's hundreds of them that are admitted. It's incredible. On Monday, on the eve of the most important day in the primary, on a day where not a single vote was cast, Hillary Clinton was surprisingly declared the winner of the Democratic primary. Tuesday was scheduled to be the single biggest day of the entire Democratic primary, but it wasn't because it had already been decided. Because 694 were going to be pledged delegates up for grabs. New Jersey, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, New Mexico. In the past 45 days alone, more than 650,000 new voters registered in California, and the state announced 70% of available voter registration. It was the highest percentage of people ever registered for primaries in the state. This should have been a celebration of the Democratic Party as it welcomed record numbers of new voters to the fold. Instead, something far more nefarious and underhanded had happened. New voters didn't put Hillary Clinton on the top. Pledged delegates didn't steal the deal. It wasn't a recount of primary caucuses. It was a survey, an anonymous survey. That's what said she won. This AP secret survey of superdelegates, that's what they use the next day to announce, because AP handles the vote, formerly Voter News Services, but they ran it. Now they just call it AP, and it decided. Yes, you read that correctly. A survey, the Associated Press conducted a secret survey of superdelegates in which they promised to protect their identities and determine that just enough of them, the perfect number actually said they intended to vote for Hillary 50 days from now during the Democratic convention. And then that was announced the next day after you went and pulled the lever. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, but I'm a conspiracy theorist. I told you our government was funding Al-Qaeda in Syria And that they changed the name to ISIS to confuse people 3 years ago. And then Cy Hirsch released it in New Yorker Magazine and London Review of Books and then wanted to come on my show and say, thank you, Alex, you broke some of this. You're part of the story, the Pulitzer Prize winner. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying I got all that from the Army. That's the heroes. Oh, but I'm a conspiracy theorist when I say the superdelegates are stealing or that our government funds Al-Qaeda. No. That's a pseudo-intellectual garbage term they use for unintellectual idiots to go, oh, that's a tinfoil hat. That's a crackpot. Hillary's our lady. You're just afraid of women. Now, I'm afraid of stolen elections.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
There is a war against Christianity. Fight back with EPH612.com, the only clothing line for strong Christian men of faith. EPH612.com clothing is premium quality, 100% made in the USA, and has free shipping on all orders. Wear the brand made for Christian warriors. Visit EPH612.com for truth in Christian clothing.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call...
Country. See our species go to the stars. And now take you live to the heart of the resistance.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Last night, California put me in a haze. Sanders, almost everybody on the street says they're voting for him. He has rallies of 50,000. Hillary can't get 1,000. She steals primaries openly, has put superdelegates in. The AP canvassed the superdelegates the night before and then already had the election results that they ran the next day. Ah, they're a criminal band, aren't they? They're coming to your town. They're going to rob you down. Get ready. There's Paul Watson right there outside the Bilderberg Group Meeting Hotel by the Presidential Imperial Palace, formerly the King's Palace, where the royalty is meeting. And then we're going to be talking to him here in just a moment. We have their agenda. This is huge. It's up on DrudgeReport.com, Infowars.com, you name it. We have one of the Hillary superdelegates months and months ago, back during the New Hampshire primary, saying it doesn't matter if he wins all the votes. I'm a California superdelegate out here in New Hampshire helping run things, and I'm going to give my vote to Hillary. We got his name and everything. But you see, they just did it. And some Democrats are in the news going, this is horrible. Yes, you're going to be called a crackpot now. They'll go, there was never a vote. There was never a vote. There's the article, Kent Daniels, February 12, 2016, Hillary superdelegate. Why your vote doesn't count. You scroll down, there's the video. Bob Mulholland. We're going to play that later. Just wanted to show everybody that. I love his little arrogance, his little piggy arrogance, all the little goody indulgences and knickknacks and royal giblets, little baronies, little duchies that are doled out to little mini viceroys on a regular basis. In fact, we have the clip now. Let's just play this. Then I'll go to the guys in Germany. Then the best, most powerful Trump clips ever. But first, here is the superdelegate openly bragging to InfoWars. Here it is.
We're here at the Red Arrow Diner, and we've gone further down the bar here, and we've found this gentleman. What's your name?
Bob Mulholland from Chico, California. I'm a DNC member, thus a superdelegate to the National Convention.
Wow, so that's the first time I can think of that I've talked with a Democratic superdelegate. Tell us, how long have you been a superdelegate? How long have you been delegate? Well, and tell us a little bit more about the process of how you get to be a superdelegate.
There's several ways, but this will be my 11th National Convention. I've been a superdelegate since 1992. In our case, in California, you have to get elected by the California Democratic Party to be on the DNC. Obviously, Democratic governors are automatic superdelegates.
So, understandably, that it sounds like Hillary is going to have a huge edge when it comes to superdelegates. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. And former DNC chairs like Howard Dean, who's from Vermont, he's known Bernie for decades, he's for Hillary. Yeah. The people who have worked with Hillary for decades are big supporters of her. If they haven't said so yet, they will over the next several weeks.
So roughly, when it comes to the Democratic National Convention, what is the rough total of delegates that are going to be available for the DNC?
Right now, about 4,800. So you need about almost 2,400 to get the nomination. And the way we work is that anybody who gets 15% more in election gets delegates. So this election will go all the way to California. Sanders will end up with well over 1,000 delegates, and Hillary will get the nomination.
Okay. Now, the superdelegates are basically what Hillary...
See the full video up on Infowars.com in that original article that we should flash back. Now, he did it better than the Republicans. Priebus and Curley, whatever his name was, it was all over TV going, listen, it doesn't matter how you vote. You can do 100%. We decide. Or George Will, writing for the Washington Post, he just said, look, we don't go with a mere plurality of the public and a majority. There is sovereignty, he said, of this party. Sovereignty, royalty, royalty, like the Bilderberg meeting in the former German royalty complex right now. Here's some of the headlines. Bilderberg leak, secretive group discuss Internet ID, global tax. We're going to go to them here in just a moment. But briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new product back in stock that's been sold out for 5 months. In fact, it's been sold out so long that I almost said just change the formula, but Dr. Group didn't want to do it. It is the ultimate cleanse for all sorts of different parasites, from bacteria right down to you name it. And it has dramatic effects. It has incredible reviews. It's back in stock. The statistics are clear. 9 out of 10 people are infested with harmful organisms like Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry, I won't get rid of her. I'm being sarcastic. Once these organisms have made it inside your body, they steal your nutrients and release toxic waste. It's time to start eliminating toxic and harmful organisms from your body. the worms and stuff crap inside you folks. Our InfoWars Life Living Defense Harmful Organism Cleanser is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. I almost discontinued this because it's so hard to get the ingredients and it's just gone forever. So everything, we got to have everything past California standards. And it's almost impossible, and we get the only best organic. It's just, folks know what we get, 5 stars. Living Defense uses organic herbs and enzymes to help naturally cleanse harmful organisms from the body. Stock up and start cleansing now at InfoWarsLife.com. Before we sell out again, that's InfoWarsLife.com. Yeah. And we're really trying to up the production to be able to not run out. Here is Vic in Tucson, Arizona, says, Living Defense, this is done with deep cleanse and neither had side effects. Easiest cleanse I've ever done with the ingredients of the product is terrific and well-priced. Thank you, Alex and crew. Here's one from Dan in Spring Hill, Florida. Living Defense is awesome. Taking Living Defense daily now has made a huge impact on my health and feeling of wellness. You have to try it for yourself. Yeah, it's also really good for you in a lot of other levels. Just go read all the ingredients. It's got the kitchen sink in it. So that's some of the exciting things that are happening right now. Secret 12 is a super high-quality organic form of absorbable vitamin B12. Most people can't absorb B12 in the stomach. It has to be absorbed through injections or in the mouth, preferably under the tongue. That's what this is for. It's 80% methylcobalamin. Then it has 20% another form of vitamin B12 that helps absorb it. What is it? Acetylcobalamin? I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Just go read why this is the ultimate formula from our research, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And don't forget, we have a new system from Alexa Pure that is the Alexa Pure Breeze 4-stage incredible filter. Does 800 square feet to 99.99% with 4 different filters, different technologies, 4 different ones. It runs almost silent. Comparable units are up to $1,000. You can get some other decent ones for $400. It is, ladies and gentlemen, still on sale. I didn't just keep running the sale. I heard the ad running, and I guess our ad guy is at a conference. And so I'm like, wow, that special's supposed to be gone. Pull that ad, thinking that it wouldn't be on the shopping cart for 26% off out of the gates. But it's still extended because the special's not been taken down. So you know what? I'm extending it until next week. Boom. I don't even know if I'm authorized to do that, but I'm here, and train wrecks, we will turn into lemonade. Big, fat, giant lemons, they are now lemonade for you. I wonder why the sales of it were still so high. This unit is cheap at $300, incredibly cheap at $224 like it normally is. It's $180-something dollars right now. InfoWarsStore.com, out of the gates, only exclusively here. It's the same folks that make Alexa Pure Pro and all the great water filtration systems that you can get 10% off of with promo code WATER and get free shipping on orders $50 or more. And get 10% off. We sign up for auto ship on things like Living Defense or things like X2 or things like Liver Shield. It's all there. InfoWarsLife.com is the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsHealth.com is the full line of amazing longevity products, nutraceuticals. And when you purchase it there, at the biggest discounts that are out there, we make a small amount of money off each sale and also helps fund the operation at InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, shifting gears. We have had such a victory. We have the London Guardian. We have the London Independent. We have U.S. newspapers and publications. And CNBC, thanks to Drudge helping break the blockade 10 years ago. And, of course, InfoWars and others. We now have them going, okay, global elite are meeting setting policy for world government. And local governments are upset. And the public's upset. And is this legal? And, yes, they're meeting. And our sources say that they're talking about carbon taxes, internet taxes, which is internet ID to control and track what you do and kick you off the web if they want, and just this whole nightmare scenario. So this is such a gigantic victory that now people are saying, you know, the EU bureaucracy was set up by them, and no one voted to enter it, and it's dictatorial. How did this ever happen? See, once you start talking about shadow groups that run the EU and the NAU, they set up, that are now having politicians sign our sovereignty over to, it's the beginning of the end. See, the ultimate dictatorship has to be invisible, but we're shining light on it. Toto's pulling the curtain back. This is big, big, big. And who went to Bilderberg many times? Herr Hitler. Who went when he was just an obscure governor? Oh, Bill Clinton. And moreover, there, the Germans come up to our reporters. They know about it. So to give us the latest on this, is Paul Joseph Watson, who got the Bilderberg Group list, got it out first, DredgeReport.com linked to it, and we're still dominating coverage. I'm very proud of our crew. Paul, you're there, just a hop, skip, and a jump from where you normally live in London, but you're in Germany. Tell us what you've discovered there.
Well, getting in was interesting, Alex, because, of course, I came from Prague, flew to Prague from London, and then got the train from Prague into Dresden. Got a little bit of a light grilling by the German border police. They wanted to know where I'd come from, where I was going, what I was doing. Probably more invasive questions than some of the Syrian migrants would get coming into Germany.
They don't even allow screening of them. They admit that. Go ahead.
What was even more interesting, though, was getting in the taxi, talking to the taxi driver, and just driving past the train station here in Dresden. Because as I was getting in, the police were arresting migrants for drug dealing around the train station. They were actually putting them in the police car.
Oh, please, did you get video of that on your phone?
No, because I was speeding past in the taxi. But the taxi driver said that this is a huge problem recently. Tunisian drug dealers around the area, that's their turf. That's where they go. He said that the police are arresting them almost on a daily basis. But then they get out of jail the next day and they're back on the streets. So the very first conversation I had, I didn't even bring up the subject, and he started talking about how they brought in 5,000 of these migrants, about how the crime has risen in Germany. In fact, there's a report out of Reuters on Infowars.com right now, which says that 69,000 crimes have been attributed to migrants in the first quarter of 2016. But the spin, the lie, is that they say that's, quote, disproportionately low for migrants. But if you actually drill into the reports, the German crime statistics for the past year, there are 400,000 crimes committed by migrants. They're overrepresented in terms of their population by 2 to 1. So they're around.
Well, look at rape alone. Look at rape alone, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, I brought that up as well. And he said that, you know, there's a big cover up regarding that, as we know. So this lie we've been told, I mean, obviously we've got the huge Brexit thing going on in the UK right now. Nigel Farage went on a debate show last night and merely brought up what happened in Cologne. Immediately the next day, in every single British newspaper, he was being attacked as a racist by the Archbishop, as a racist, simply for bringing attention to what happened in Cologne and saying, bringing in this number of people at such a pace, given the criminality that we've seen, might be a bit of a problem. He was castigated as a racist for doing so. So now the media is starting to admit that this is an issue, but they're blaming it on right-wingers. In fact, in the police report that they released here back in May, it was a couple of weeks ago now, they blamed the rise in crime on the German right-wing committing thought crimes, you know, going on Facebook and, God forbid, criticizing their government's
migrant
policy.
Well, that's like the mayor of Cologne said it's the women's fault they're getting raped because they're too hot.
Yeah, and in fact, there was a report out of Norway a couple of weeks ago where they're seeing a similar rise in crime, and the media there blamed it on Nordic drinking culture. Like, there's never been drinking culture
in
Norway.
Look, this is an absolute program of evil, and it's intensifying, and this is the breakdown of Europe into the Middle East. This is the implosion of the U.S. into Latin America. This is the world government. We're seeing the formation. This is what Peter Sutherland, that founded the EU, said it would be. The head of the EU then goes down to be the head of the migrant board, who advertises, opens the border, brings them in. Now, Paul, from my sources and relaying to you and your sources, we have the Bilderberg leak, secretive group to discuss Internet ID, global tax. Let's get to that. That's big.
Well, of course, they've been pushing this Internet ID in communist China for at least 10 years now. In fact, Lieberman came out and called for it, you know, 10 years ago now. This online ID where they can track dissent by linking it to a social credit score. Now, in China, they've started it off with one of the big corporations there, Alibaba, and the communist government is starting to adopt it. That's the second phase of it. And it links what people buy online, what comments they make on social media, to their credit score. So if they get downvoted by other loyal, obedient citizens, their credit score goes down. They have less privilege, less access to the internet. Of course, we see that on Reddit. The people who get upvoted more get more privilege.
And
when
that's,
it comes
what
to
the EU, that's what the EU proposal, which is the bureaucracy runs thing, just last week they proposed that and said, just like the Chinese model, they'll have that social score.
Exactly, because studies show that people read news articles on the internet and they don't necessarily believe the narrative in the actual article. In some cases, they go immediately to the comments and see what other people are saying. And because the comments are so drastically in favor of, you know, the kind of narratives that we're all about and against this dominant narrative that multiculturalism and diversity is working great, which it clearly isn't, they're afraid of that because people are reading the comments and getting their narrative from that rather than the spin being put out by the media. So that's why we've seen major websites shut down comment sections, and that's why they're moving now, as he said, with the EU. And Bilderberg is here this week to discuss the same thing, having this internet passport where you have to get de facto permission from the government to comment on social media. Obviously, it's not gone that far yet, but that's how they plan to introduce it, by saying, oh, it's so convenient. You're using different passwords for each different account. That's so messy. We're going to correlate that into a single internet passport so we can track everything.
Which will be biometrically accessed.
Yeah, and it's not happening right now, but that's what they want to make.
That's their admitted plan. That's why they're waging a war on cash. Now, Paul, tell us what else, because we're going to break in a moment. What else is on your front burner? What else you plan to cover? So let me tell you, I understand you're speeding by, you want to get somewhere, but man, if you just said pull over, got some of that on tape, done an interview, or bring the crew back to show, because they'll say those were Germans dealing drugs. Bet your bottom dollar.
No, they'll say they're right-wing thought criminals. Yeah, we're going to go back to the train station because there's a lot of activity around there, and as the taxi driver said, it's been a huge problem.
Well, you know,
Rob Dew's
not a Mr. Start a Fight guy, but he's tough, so I just want to see one of those punks try to go up and punch him and see him lay down like those Germans have been doing. They're going to get their head torn off.
But he said that the police just maintained a constant presence because it's so prolific, the drug dealing, that they're just sweeping them up every day but then releasing them. So we're going to go back there and take a look at what's happening.
Sure, that's like that guy that they arrested twice, robbing stores. They were in Germany. They arrested him a third time. Vigilantes come and take him to the police, and now they're arresting them. Robbing a store three times in one day. I mean, this government is working against you because it works for foreign globalists. We'll be back with Paul Watson from Dresden, Germany. I'm Alex Jones.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
All right, I've got Donald Trump clips coming up that are bombshell. I don't think these are the start of the next hour. I mean, he really took the gloves off of Hillary, blast Hillary and her rigged system. He says he will be America's champion and will not let us down to put America first. He points out he's gotten more votes than any other Republican ever. He points out that he welcomes all the new voters. Points out that he thrives on peace and isn't a warmonger. I mean, this is strong. Paul Watson, describe again where you are for TV viewers and radio listeners, and have Rob Dew or Josh Owens pan around for us a little bit as you're there in Dresden, Germany, covering the global secret elite meeting that for 40 years they made fun of people and said didn't exist, and that now they admit does exist and runs our new unelected super governments. Oh, by the way, their philosophy is eugenics. You might want to look into that if you're a new listener or viewer. Paul Watson.
Yeah, we're here in Dresden, Germany for the 2016 Bilderberg Conference. They've blocked off the outer perimeter to the Kempinski Hotel here. Obviously, our reporters got kicked out of the hotel earlier today, which Rob will tell you about. And we're here. There's not a massive police presence right now. Obviously, that's going to increase tomorrow when the attendees start arriving, which is usually around 11 in the morning to 12 midday. So that's when we're expecting the most activity. There'll be a big flurry of activity then. A couple of other things. There's a Bilderberg attendee called Peggy Noonan, who is a writer for the Wall Street Journal, who follows me on Twitter. So she must be a big fan of my YouTube videos. And I've...
No, she's a fan of you covering Bilderberg, because she's gone before.
Yeah, so I asked her out on a date. I asked her to go for a coffee in Dresden. Haven't heard back yet, so I'm looking forward to that if it happens. And the other thing is, Hillary Clinton's schedule is clear for the next couple of days. She's visited Bilderberg before. Obviously, that's unlikely, but she doesn't have any events over the next couple of days, so we'll watch out for that.
All right, Paul, I want to talk to Dew or Josh Owen. I know you're busy filing reports. Great job. I hope you go back to migrant camps. I hope you're obviously going to fly a drone over those. I want to, you know, show these drug dealers and what's going on. And I know at these train stations, folks do try to attack people, so be careful. I know after Bilderberg's over, you guys are going to spend a few days going to Cologne and some other areas to document the no-go zones. But any other points you want to make?
Now, just the point on the leak that we got, which is the global tax. That's something they've pushed before. They want either a tax on the oil well, a tax on international financial transactions, or a green tax for flights, and that's kind of hypocritical.
And that'll be the start on all carbon. That's the carbon tax.
Yeah. Well, they're using massive amounts of energy just staying in this hotel for a few days, so Rob's going to talk more about that.
All right, Paul, great job. You go ahead and hand the baton over literally to Dew, and then I'll spend a few minutes with Owens coming back here. Dew, what else has happened in the last 24 hours? Oh, they're switching out right now. But... again, this is real media teleprompter free, folks. We're not playing games. We're exposing the criminals right now. The Legion of Doom meeting right behind Rob Dew, your TV viewer. Your radio listener, Infowars.com/show to find the free feeds. And find a limited edition. When these sell out, we're going to have a new edition of the Hillary for President shirt that I just ordered today. So these will sell out in the next few weeks. Hillary for President 2016, Infowarsstore.com. And your purchase helps support the broadcast. We're going to come back with more with you, Dew, but what else has happened in the last 24?
Well, last night when we got back to our hotel, we had this letter on the letterhead of the hotel, which I do have in my possession.
Oh, I forgot about that being thrown out, yes.
Yeah, exactly. We hereby inform you that you have to be out by noon. There's no, you cannot stay any time past noon. And if you don't get your car out of the garage by noon, we're going to hold on to it. So they basically said they're going to steal your car, and there's nothing you can do about it because the lovely globalists are coming, and nothing can stand in their way. Yeah,
and the taxpayers are paying for the military to be there. And let's aim the camera right down. You ought to walk up to the, when we come back in 60 seconds, 70, we ought to walk over and talk to the police at the checkpoint. Now, I know they're German police. Very polite until you mess with them, and then you know what happens. But we're going to find out what's going on. Of course, we had to teach the old Germans a little lesson, didn't we? We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.